David Remnick is a former Washington Post reporter. Currently, he is editor of the New Yorker magazine. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Where did Katharine Graham get her strength?
Well, you know, she wrote one of the great autobiographies that won a Pulitzer Prize, and that's a nice thing. But I have to say, it's the best autobiography by a person in business or media that I think I've ever read. It and the story you read is someone that was prepared not at all for the job that she took on by horrible accident, and when she took it on, she somehow found the resources within herself to make a series of extraordinary decisions. And the first, by the way, was to hire Ben Bradley, somebody who seemed to be kind of roguish and not at all a safe choice, not at all a Washington choice in a way, and certainly not the choice for a newspaper that seemed to be determinedly okay and mediocre.
What's her lasting impact on journalism?
Well, the main thing is that she created, along with Ben Bradley, an institution in place of a mediocrity. She created, by a series of brave decisions, a fantastic newspaper with the kind of ethos that you want. You want an owner that will put in place the people and then get out of the way. You know, the owner's decision for the Pentagon Papers is to go forward, to say yes, to have trust in the people that you've put in place. And that, you know, increasingly is rare. When we look around the newspaper scene today, the discussion is about profits and making that profit margin bigger and bigger. And make no mistake, Katharine Graham was a businesswoman and wanted to create a great business in the Washington Post and Newsweek and in the company in general. And she did that. But she did it by pushing forward excellence. The debate in the newspaper world today is quite something else. It's about closing down bureaus, and it's about mediocrity in order to create better profit margins.
She's been called a grande dame. What was her social and political role outside of the office?
Well, you know, I was a young reporter in the newsroom, and we all kind of secretly giggled at her rather grand accent and queenly carriage. But the truth is, if you were lucky enough to get to know her even a little bit, and I did because I was in Moscow, and she would come to foreign bureaus to interview, in our case, Gorbachev, along with other editors, what you saw was this combination of extraordinary insecurity and vulnerability. At, you know, this is a woman who had been through a lot and was not trained really in a way to assume those things, but who, when push came to shove, was enormously strong, and everybody in the newsroom admired that. I mean, I can't say that we all loved it, that she lunched with the great and the famous, and she was very friendly with Nancy Reagan, and reporters were a little bit, I don't know, nervous about that at times. But again, when push came to shove, the decisions were always right, and it didn't matter who she had lunch and dinner with.
Well, depending on who that person is, that could either be an asset or a detriment to news gathering.
Well, newspaper reporters are trained to think that it'll somehow, I don't know, too close. But again, newspaper reporters are not trained to be the owner of the paper. They don't know how to navigate that. At that altitude, we're trained to do something quite different. But again, what happens with some owners in some places is that their social connections matter so much that it gets in the way of running the newspaper, in running it properly. In Katharine Graham's case, her power, her friendships, and all the rest didn't matter. When it came time to make the right decisions with the Pentagon Papers, with Watergate, and with many, many other decisions. I mean, the obituaries will be dominated by the Pentagon Papers and Watergate this morning, but there were many, many other decisions that were extremely important. Her friendships did not get in the way.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
David Remnick is a former Washington Post reporter. Currently, he's editor of The New Yorker magazine.